This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians sought refuge in the town in recent weeks. Expanded operations followed the expiration of a week-long ceasefire. A warning from friendly U.S. Senate Democrats has caught President Joe Biden's administration's.
Bernie Sanders and other lawmakers say the U.S. cannot simply keep asking Israel to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
If asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Sanders said last week the White House must condition more aid on assurances of concrete steps.
This blank check approach must end.
Funding for Israel was supposed to be the easy part of the administration's nearly $106 billion aid request that includes Ukraine and other needs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Nigerian authorities said Monday a military airstrike targeting territories in northern Kaduna State erroneously hit a local village and killed civilians there.
Officials of the Kaduna State Ministry of Internal Security and Home Affairs confirmed the incident after an emergency security meeting on Monday. Authorities said the military jet was on a routine counterterrorism operation when it inadvertently bombed the Tudun village in the state and killed dozens of residents Sunday. The victims had gathered to mark the Maulid celebration, the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, that night when the incident occurred. The state government said Monday that search and rescue operations were still underway. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says a former American diplomat who served as a U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been charged with serving as a covert agent for Cuba's intelligence services since at least 1981. Newly unsealed court papers allege that Manuel Rocha engaged in clandestine activity on Cuba's behalf for decades, including by meeting with Cuban intelligence operatives. For the first time, delegates meeting at the UN Climate Change Conference, COP28, have addressed the impact of climate change on public health amid warnings that global warming could increase the risk of deadly disease.
Pakistan suffered the worst flood in its history last year, which scientists say was likely exacerbated by climate change. Thousands were killed and homes and livelihoods destroyed. The floodwaters also provided a vast breeding ground for mosquitoes, leading to a 400% increase in cases of malaria countrywide, the worst outbreak since 1973. Scientists say this is just one example of how climate change is having a big impact on human health. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
China said on Monday that a U.S. naval ship illegally entered waters adjacent to the Second Thomas Shoal. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports that it has been the site of several confrontations with China recently.
China is in disputes with several of its neighbors over its extensive claims of territorial waters in the South China Sea. The U.S. Navy said the USS Gabriel Giffords was conducting routine operations in international waters in the South China Sea, consistent with international law. The Chinese military spokesperson said the U.S. ship was monitored and followed. The U.S. Navy responded, quote, "We will not be deterred from continuing to work alongside our allies and partners in support of our shared vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific."
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is headed to Mexico this week, a trip announced shortly after her agency created a new strike force to help combat illicit fentanyl trafficking. Trip comes as the U.S. and China step up efforts to stop the movement of the powerful opioid and drug-making materials into the United States. The counter-fentanyl strike force will bring together personnel and intelligence from throughout the Treasury Department to more effectively collaborate on stopping the flow of the drugs into the country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.